107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. Lori Lou keeping me company this morning. It's been an interesting morning so far.
Yeah, it has. But I'm not going to lie. I love it when I walk in here and you have my morning, my breakfast, my snack ready. So, and you laughed at me when we heard the one when I have my mouth full of
I want you to be comfortable. No mistake, I'm not encouraging you to eat while you are broadcasting.
But I do it like almost every time. It's great. I know. So I apologize for that.
Today's menu is trail mix from Pump and Pantry, but I doctored it with Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Like, that was a great idea. I'm all in. I'm heading out for a bike ride here when I get done with Val, and I'm gonna be raring to go. She's gonna have to keep up because I've got peanuts and raisins.
Well, I put a lot of work into that.
I know you did.
I even got carded for the Reese's Pieces.
Oh,
so.
You get so mad about that. I love it. I love
that.
But
you can't
do
it every day.
They do. They have to. They're only doing their job. They have to.
They don't.
They could do it friendlier.
I was here yesterday. I was here the day before and all last week. Stop carding me every single day.
They should just
maybe it's not. Maybe it's not their fault. I look like I'm 19, you know.
They have to. It's not that they don't think that you're old enough to buy trail mix. They have to. Every person. Trust me, I've been in the bar business, and when somebody would come in and want trail mix, I had to card them.
Wow, you got me there.
Yeah, trail mix.
All right, look, could we just change the subject? Because I feel like I'm getting angry.
Yeah, I know, and we don't need that. You won't like me when I'm angry.
Let's switch subjects. Are we going to beat Akron on Saturday?
I don't know.
It's a 6:30 kickoff.
Oh, is it? It's a night game. Okay. Yeah. Look, that's where I'm at in my life. I don't even know that. I did go to Kansas City this last weekend.
I was going to ask you. Yeah. You went to a game.
We went to the Royals game on Saturday. It was good. It was fun. It was beautiful weather. I know it was rainy and cloudy and kind of cruddy here, but we had beautiful weather. It was a night game. It was a 3-game series, and the Royals lost on Friday and Sunday, but we got the game that they won.
Awesome.
And it was a nail biter, too. It was really a lot of fun. Yeah.
Nothing like a good game live.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a big baseball person on TV.
I'm not a big baseball person. I'm more of a football guy. Mm-hmm. But in my YouTube feed, you know, over the years, they send you stuff, and the stuff that you give thumbs up to, they start.
Oh, sending you that. Okay.
I get so much. It's called MLB highlights.
Oh.
I'll never watch a full game again.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It is fun to watch that. Watch that. So yeah, that was fun. That was exciting for me. I don't live a very exciting life, so that was exciting.
How about are Wednesdays exciting for you?
Very well, yes. I'm as happy as a little girl. Yes.
GI trivia, Lori.
Except I have to get up like super early.
Yeah, I do every day.
I know you do, but I don't. Well, I do now because Val and I are back out riding at the crack of dawn. So
how many miles will you do today?
20.
Just one?
20.
Oh, 20.
Did you think I said one? Yeah,
I did.
I'm going to go through the whole rigmarole and I'm going to go.
Well, like if I take the bike out on weekends and do 3, I'm super proud.
Oh, no, I do 20 in the mornings.
It's crazy.
And then I meet some friends at Shots on Tuesdays, and so I ride up there. So I get 24 miles on Tuesdays, and
that's great.
Yeah.
You're listening to Heart Healthy Lori Lou with GI Trivia.
With my Reese's Pieces. And so, yes, did I gig last night? I did. I was in Ravana. It was fun. I love going to Ravana. I do.
I love when you say Ravana.
Ravana. I don't know how you say
it. I thought it was Ravana, but I didn't want to derail your story. Tell me how it went.
Ravana. I don't know. I'm going to have to ask. I don't know. I'm not from there. It's not that far away. But
I don't think it was good.
It was good. It's always fun there. Those guys are a lot of fun. So.
GI Trivia, Lori Lou, is Ravana a once-a-month thing?
Yeah, once a month.
Okay. So we'll talk about that before the next time you're going to be there. And tomorrow you're at Wine, Beer, and Spirits.
Yep.
And the following question
will appear
tomorrow at Wine, Beer, and Spirits. Yes, and if you get it correct today, then you get a freebie for tomorrow. But you also get a Sailor Screen Printing 10770 Island Fransman One Man Party in the Morning GI Trivia Lori new t-shirt.
Look, I'm wearing one today. I'm wearing the nice... What color is it?
And they come in several
comfort colors.
Comfort colors.
What color is this?
It's in the orange family.
No. That isn't orange. It's like a... See, that's what I mean. I cannot...
Salmon.
That would be closer. But I can't describe the colors.
I would say it's somewhere between orange and salmon.
Yeah. I don't know. I love it. I got some really good colors.
All right. My phone number is 398-9000.
Okay.
Lori will now present to you
Should I drag it on like you like? And then you get mad at me and just say, yes, I've been ready.
Well, we were too long-winded earlier, so now we're running out of time.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me find it. Holy cow.
Come on. I have Reese's Pieces to eat.
No, I know. Hold on. I got to find it. Oh, here it is. Okay. I know. You'd think I'd be better prepared. What is the name of the hotel in Stephen King's The Shining?
Can I just blurt it out?
No. Because you know it?
It is one of two.
Okay. No, you can't because we've got to get a caller.
Hold on. I'll shut the microphones. Hold on.
Close.
Okay, I was wrong.
Close. Well, one of them I probably would have been nice and given to you.
All right, call now. Good luck. 398-9000. Get it right. Be the first one to do it. Get the Sailor Screen Printing GI Trivia Fransman One Man Party Comfort Color Shirt.
That's right. What is the name of the hotel in Stephen King's The Shining?
Fransman.
Fransman in the morning, 5:30 to 10.
Oh, it's so good.
1077 The Island.
1077 The Island, hanging out with Lori Lou. Repeat your... Well, let's see.
Yeah, let's see if we...
Hey, good morning, The Island.
Hi, is it the Stanley?
Oh.
See, now you're in the right ballpark. The Stanley Hotel is in Colorado, and that's what the movie is based on.
But that is not the name of the hotel in the movie. They changed the name of the hotel. Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know the answer.
I do appreciate you playing. If you want If you want to Google it and call back in, you just might win.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
Bye.
You.
By five.
Oh,
now she probably did that off the top of her head, the Stanley.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
That's great.
Hey, good morning, The Island. What is your name?
My name is Doug Chapman.
Well, hello, Doug.
Hey, Doug, repeat the question for Doug.
What is the name of the hotel in Stephen King's The Shining?
That's the Stanley Hotel.
No, it is not.
Here's the thing, Doug. The Stanley is in Colorado, and that's what the book is based on. And in the movie, it's not called the Stanley.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yep.
If you want to Google it and call back, you just might win.
Yeah, I'm going to keep on digging.
Dude.
We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, buddy. Ooh. Got some good interaction here on your Wednesday morning.
Ooh, I love it.
When was the last time you saw The Shining? That is a truly creepy movie.
Be honest with you. You know what I'm going to say.
You've never seen it.
Never seen it.
Oh, Lori, come on. You have to see the movie. From what I understand, Stephen King wasn't happy with the Shining, so he remade Stephen King's Shining. As you know, or do not know, The Shining with Jack Nicholson is classic. He remade it with a guy that used to be an actor. I forget his name. Robert something. He was in Airplane. And it's not a bad movie. Stephen King liked that one better than The Shining that we all... Anyway.
Oh, really?
Watch The Shining.
I've seen Airplane. Does that help?
That's the guy.
Don't Call Me Shirley.
I think that's the guy. From Airplane is in the one Stephen King likes.
Okay.
But the Jack Nicholson one is one that you have to see. And watch MASH. What's wrong with you?
I know.
Right. Due to time constraints, we might have to... Let's see. Come on, Doug. Call back.
Yeah. Come on, First Lady, call back. Oh, here we are. Heather, where's my friend Heather that tried to get through last week? Yeah,
She might be lost in Q hell.
Oh, I know. We got to get that figured out.
Why do I feel like I smell watermelon?
Laura was just in here with her fruity perfume.
Fruity. All right, due to time constraints, we're going to have to reveal this answer.
The answer is...
Repeat the question.
What is the name of the hotel in Stephen King's The Shining? What did you say? What was your answer?
I don't know, because I looked up the answer. Initially, I said Overlooker or...
Overlooker. Yeah, Overlook. It's the Overlook Hotel.
The Shining was filmed in Oregon, but the book itself was inspired by a stay at the Stanley Hotel in Colorado. So you listeners that guessed Stanley, good job. But that's not the name of the movie that appears in Stephen King's The Shining. Yeah. The visual reference is called the Overlook Hotel.
Yep. Well, that was a good question. That was fun.
That was good. Go watch the movie.
Sure.
Thanks again to Sailor Screen Printing. Thank you to GI Trivia's Lori Liu. Catch her tomorrow. This question will appear at Wine, Beer, and Spirits. So now you know the answer. Overlook Hotel.
That's right. Also, what does CNN stand for? That will be on my question page as well.
Cable News Network.
Not continuous. I thought it might be continuous, but yeah.
For schedule of GI Trivia, GI Space Trivia on Facebook. Lori Liu, thanks for hanging.
Oh my gosh, it's been fun. Oh my gosh. OMG, it's been fun.
ROFL.
Brands Man.
Brands Man in the morning, 5:30 to 10. Oh, it's so good. 107.7 The Island.